WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to the Dopamine Declutter. You know that feeling when life throws you a curveball? When everything seems like it's going haywire, and you just want to curl up under the covers and pretend the world doesn't exist? Well, guess what? We've all been there, but today we're talking about something that can help us navigate those rough patches, building resilience through self-care. See, self-care isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, although those are awesome. It's about taking intentional steps to nurture our physical, mental, and emotional well-being. Think of it like charging your phone. You wouldn't wait until it's completely drained before plugging it in, right? Self-care is the same thing. We need to consistently recharge so we have the energy and strength to handle whatever life throws our way. So, what are some key takeaways for building resilience through self-care? First off, get those ZZs. Sleep is like magic potion for your mind and body. It helps us process emotions, boost creativity, and even strengthen our immune system. Aim for 7-8 hours of quality sleep every night. It's a non-negotiable. Next up, move that bod. Exercise isn't just about looking good. It's a powerful stress reliever and mood booster. Find something you enjoy, whether it's hitting the gym, taking a dance class, or simply going for a walk in nature. Moving your body releases endorphins, those feel-good chemicals that make you feel happier and more resilient. Third, nourish yourself. What you put into your body fuels your mind and affects your energy levels. Focus on whole foods like fruits, vegetables, lean protein, and healthy fats. Avoid processed junk food and sugary drinks. They might give you a temporary sugar rush, but they'll leave you feeling drained in the long run. Fourth, embrace those mindful moments. Take time each day to just be present, to breathe deeply, listen to your body, and clear your mind. Meditation, yoga, or even just taking a few minutes to sit in silence can make a world of difference. It helps reduce stress, improves focus, and promotes emotional well-being. And finally, connect with others. Humans are social creatures, and we need connection to thrive. Nurture your relationships with loved ones. Join a club or group that aligns with your interests, or simply reach out to a friend when you're feeling down. Strong social connections provide support, encouragement, and a sense of belonging, all essential ingredients for resilience. Okay, let's bring this to life with a real-world example. Imagine Sarah, who's juggling a demanding job, family commitments, and a side hustle. She's constantly feeling overwhelmed and on edge. She might be tempted to drown her stress in caffeine and junk food, or isolate herself from friends and family. But Sarah realizes that self-care is essential for her well-being. She starts prioritizing sleep by setting a bedtime routine and limiting screen time before bed. She incorporates short bursts of exercise into her day, a quick walk during her lunch break or some stretching while she's waiting for a meeting. She makes conscious choices about her diet, opting for healthy meals and snacks. And she schedules regular me time to relax and recharge. Maybe it's reading a good book, taking a bath, or simply enjoying a quiet cup of tea. By making these small but impactful changes, Sarah gradually builds resilience and starts feeling more in control. She's able to handle stress with grace, stay focused on her goals, and enjoy life more fully. So remember, folks, building resilience isn't about being superhuman. It's about taking care of yourself so you can face challenges head on. It's about creating a foundation of well-being that allows you to thrive, no matter what life throws your way. Take those steps today. Prioritize sleep, move your body, nourish yourself, find moments of mindfulness, and connect with others. You got this. And hey, if you found this episode helpful, share it with a friend who could benefit from a little self-care boost. And don't forget to leave us a review on whatever platform you're listening on. It helps other people discover the dopamine declutter. See you in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.